USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is focusing on tackling violence today. The president meeting with several city officials from around the country at the White House. They include the mayors of Washington, D.C. and San Jose, along with the Democratic nominee for New York City mayor. When it comes to the increase in crime rates, Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, believes it's all due to progressive policies.
These criminals are getting out of prison too fast, and they are not even being detained pending trial, and so they're committing multiple crimes. And the crime rate is going to be a significant issue in the 2022 elections.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Thousands of Cubans are taking to the streets protesting the nation's communist government. Some of the biggest demonstrations in decades were held in cities across Cuba over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
a new survey reveals how post-high school plans are returning to what they were before the pandemic. The report from Discover Student Loans found 63% of parents said their child's plans for what to do after graduating from high school are returning to what they were prior to the start of the pandemic. The survey also said parents are still concerned about paying for college. It found 63% are worried about the cost. President Biden will be rolling out the red carpet this week for some distinguished guests.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Tampa Bay Lightning celebrate their Stanley Cup win over the Montreal Canadiens this afternoon with a boat parade in Tampa Bay. Right winger Nikita Kucherov describes this celebration.
It was unreal. I mean, you see so many people out here today. It was unbelievable. I don't know if there was any better parade ever. Our fans are the best. Love you all. We all love you all. Let's keep partying hard, man. Let's enjoy it. Let's have fun. We deserve it.
It's the Lightning's second consecutive championship in the NHL. The last team to win back-to-back championships was the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 2016 and 2017 season. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf signs legislation to allow college athletes in his state to begin earning money based on their name, image, and likeness, which is commonly referred to as NIL. The Democrat governor telling reporters this was the right thing to do.
We appreciate the fact that Pennsylvania has enacted a law that gives student athletes the ability to earn compensation based on their NIL. This will be beneficial to student athletes as well as the institutions that they attend.
Under Pennsylvania's law, schools and athletic leagues cannot sanction college athletes for being paid royalties for sales of team jerseys, college team video games, or college team trading cards. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.